Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, how do you know if you are overpaying for a set of tires? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Listening to this special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Tony Joe is with me as he is every Friday to take your Car Corner questions. We do have a line open if you'd like to call in, 1-877-913-5357. If you have a question for me, you can always go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in. We'll get you taken care of. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. 1-877-913-5357. So, Tony Joe, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing very well because it's Friday.
Oh, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Just looking for a landing right there and get done with the week for sure. So, I just haven't seen so much hoopla, if you want to call it hoopla, whatever you want to call it, for the eclipse.
Oh, you mean the big production about the eclipse?
Yes.
The eclipse. Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of misinformation we say today. There is really no such thing as, you know, there's just information. But I just want to say this. I've noticed the big buildup about the eclipse. And, you know, Bob, it's something that you might not be aware of. It's pretty interesting to point out that The thing about the eclipse is not so much the eclipse. I mean, we've had eclipses. I've probably had three in my lifetime that I can remember. And these are total eclipses. But the reason everybody's a little bit on edge about this is because there's going to be an influx of people, a huge influx. From all over the world, people are coming to see this. And you take a county that I happen to be familiar with because, you know, Bob, that we have a little place down there, Kaufman County.
Okay.
Okay, it's a densely populated county. It's pretty rural. And they're expecting, because I looked it up, this particular county, they're expecting 200,000 people to come in for this event. Now, it's not that it's scary or it's not that there's a big deal about the eclipse itself, but public safety has to be taken into consideration here. When you have a densely populated county, a lot of farming communities like Kaufman County, you have to figure out a way, because the police departments, plural, the sheriff's department, the city police, the few city police there is, you know, you've got to have some kind of community organization to get enough police officers into that county to control things when there's, you know, say 10 times or at least 5 times more people than has ever exists in that county under any normal circumstances. So a lot of this stuff is about public safety, okay?
Right.
And the eclipse, yeah, that's pretty cool, I guess, you know, but you're going to have a problem with traffic and, you know, motel rooms being booked up, hotels and things like that.
Yeah, I heard something like 98 or 99% of the hotels are completely booked.
Oh, I'm sure they are, because it's probably, this is Friday afternoon, and people are starting to probably come in right now as we speak for the weekend. You know, they're going to have the weekend, and then Monday will be the eclipse, and then they'll leave, and, you know, think about this. Wherever we are watching the eclipse, observing it, when it's over, then think about the traffic. I mean, think about a concert getting out. Think about a ball game getting out.
A big,
you know,
ball
think
game.
Think about like normal logic's got to tell you that, you know, that's why we need to take in public safety into an account, and that's what a lot of people are misconstruing as, wow, this is some kind of risky situation. It's risky in the fact that you need to be able to handle this huge influx of people, you know, in case there's anything that needs to be handled. But other than that, it's going to be an eclipse. And somebody was asking me about the effects an eclipse would have on your automobile. And I thought about it for a long time.
Here it comes.
No, it's not a joke. I'm just thinking, you know, would there be any effects? Can you think of any effects an eclipse would have on your automobile? Because I thought of one. And if anybody else has any more, we'd appreciate a call in. But I thought of one thing that it would affect. If you're driving your car at 120 something when there's a total eclipse, the eclipse is, I like to say this, at its totality. Because when I use big words, I like to just throw them out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be dark. Not quite as dark as night, but it'll be dark, right? Mm-hmm. Your automatic headlights are set to auto, like most people's are. They're going to come on. Mm-hmm. Major effect on your car, Bob. It's the only one I can come up with.
I think you're reaching on
you
that
laugh,
one.
But I'm serious. Think about it. It could happen.
Well, let's talk about tires.
Okay, and that's another thing. I really enjoy doing the program, but over the years, you know we've known each other for
a long time,
right?
Very long time.
So my question to you is, you know, you're firing up the equipment here and getting the show ready, and first thing you want to know is talk about tires. And I had to laugh because, like, okay, Bob, do you need tires on your car or something? You, your wife, your kids, somebody need tires?
Well, that is where I come up with some of my better material. Is the personal,
you know,
things
you
that
forget,
happened to me.
You forget. I know you.
The personal things that happened to me that I don't know the answers to when it comes to cars. That's why God put you in my life. That and a very, very, very long, great friendship.
Well, it may all be over on Monday. If it is, I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about tires and talk. And what I'm curious about, if you go on your major companies, that's all they sell is tires. You go on their websites, you plug in the car, the kind of tire you're looking for, then all of a sudden, 50 tires come up from the top one where you're paying $250 a tire down to the bottom when you're paying $50 a tire. Mm-hmm. So tell me this, what's the big difference between the most expensive and the cheapest, and then maybe one in the middle?
All right, let me try to explain I tried to make an analogy. Tires, there are many, many brand names of tires out there. But there's only a handful of actual manufacturers of tires. So you can make this quick analogy, and then we'll get back to it. But does Kroger make gasoline? Do they have a refinery in Texas City, ship in crude oil, refine it, and sell it to Kroger stores? No. Does Costco? Does Walmart? No. They buy on the wholesale market the gasoline that's available that day. That's ExxonMobil, Shell, somebody else's gasoline. They're not in that business.
Right.
So let's leave that for a minute.
Let's talk to Barbara on line one. Barbara, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, I was told that I needed my rear brakes replaced.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, how do I know they're just not, slamming me?
Can I ask you what kind of a car that is? What is it?
It's a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe. It has 83,000 miles on it.
Okay. Have you had the front brakes replaced yet?
Yes.
And when was that? Do you remember?
Probably a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, I would tell you that different people drive with different driving habits, so brakes are not something that you can give a timeline on. But I will tell you that if you're ever in wonder about something like the question you just brought up, how about getting a second opinion? How about getting somebody else to look at them and see if they agree that they're worn out? That's the easiest thing you can do to ensure that you're not being ripped off, because none of us know whether you need brake pads or not in the rear. It's impossible without looking at them. So you now here you sit with this question about how do I know if I really need them or not? I don't suppose you know, do you, whether they're disc in the rear or drum?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, there's a couple of tricks if you know which brake system you have in the rear. But in this case, all you're doing, Bob, remember how we try to advise people to get a second opinion like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're sitting there wondering, and there's nothing wrong with just having somebody else give you an opinion. You know, just get a second opinion. If two people both agree that you need rear brakes, then I would suggest you probably do. Give them the benefit of the doubt, because your front brakes were already replaced, which is normal. The fronts will wear out generally quicker than the rears. But at 80,000 miles, depending on how you drive, it's not unrealistic to think you may actually need rear brakes by now. But again, okay, Barbara, you know, best thing is to get another opinion from another different source.
Do they always run around $400, $500?
Well, it's going to depend on a couple of factors. Number one, are they telling you they're going to replace the rotors? Or are they going to...
I don't remember. I took them in to get my tires rotated, and they told me I needed brakes, and I'm like, okay. He said something about I think you're supposed to have 0.5, and I have 0.4, whatever
right.
That means.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Tell you what, Barbara, hang on. We're going to go into a break. We'll get you on the other side. This is Bob Brooks. We're up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bob Brooks. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 are the exact same verse word for word. I call them the stewardship verses of risk. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. On the Prudent Money Radio Show, we teach about risk, how to identify it, how to figure it out, and what to do about it. We believe that to be a prudent steward, you have to be a good risk manager. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, home of the modern-day steward movement. Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, marriage and money can be a toxic combination. The best way to avoid arguments over money is to practice this principle. Show grace unless you are perfect. We all make financial mistakes. Treat your spouse with grace and love versus making them wrong and yourself right. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, the home of the modern-day steward movement.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
The devil has defeated every single servant of God. The only person that the devil's never defeated is Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ gets on the inside of us, what does he do? He equips us to be winners and not losers. That is, he wants you to win in your spiritual life.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.
In Touch, weekdays at 12:30, here on KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks. You are listening to the Special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Barbara, are you still there?
Still there. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Tony Joe.
Okay, Barbara, the thing I would advise you to do would just get a second opinion to be sure, but there are a couple of things. Well, one thing in particular that you can listen for, and I don't know if you're aware of this, depending on whether you listen or not. We've talked about this in the past, but the brake pad has a small piece of metal protruding beyond the brake material a couple of 32nds of an inch before your brake pads wear out. And this little thing is called a noise indicator. And what you can do is drive down like a quiet street or maybe an alley where there's fences on both sides so the sound will echo better, but you're listening for what sounds, the noise sounds like fingernail scratching on a blackboard when you are not applying the brake. So follow me for a minute. You're going down the street and you're not putting the brake on, we don't want to put the brake on because that'll absorb the noise. You're driving down the street, and you're going to hear a sound similar to fingernails scratching on a blackboard, and you may put your window down and see if you can hear it, and if you do, then can you tell whether it's coming from the rear or not? Because that would be the noise indicator on the brake pad telling you that your brake pads are now time to start thinking about getting them replaced. That doesn't mean it's dangerous and you got to stop the car. It just means within the next few weeks, you better get it in and get it looked at, and because you're probably going to need brakes. So if you're not aware of that fact, that's another thing that may tip you off as to trying to protect yourself against whether they're telling you a fib or not, okay? But the best thing you can use that tool to your advantage, that noise indicator, but the best thing you could do really would be just have another opinion. You know, have somebody else look at it.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I don't usually run around with my windows down, so I don't really hear it if it was to make that noise.
Yeah, you'd have to have the window down to hear it. You probably aren't going to hear it inside the car.
Okay. I can do that. I have another question for you, if I can.
Okay.
You know, they have those TV advertisements for car insurance when your warranties wear out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if it's worth it to do that, because I was told that some mechanics don't have to honor those.
Well, there are a lot of them that the mechanics may not honor on purpose. Now, let me just say this about warranties. If you're considering renewing a warranty, or if you want to just obtain an extended warranty, the best one, the most reliable thing you can buy is going to be through the manufacturer. So in your case, you have a Hyundai, you want to call the Hyundai dealership and find out how much it would cost, what are your options to get a warranty through Hyundai, and not a third-party warranty.
Okay.
Because a lot of those that you see on TV, they're third-party warranties, and they don't always, I know the one you're probably thinking of, and I don't want to say it, but it's sometimes they can lead you astray. If we will.
Yeah. that's what I was told. So I was just wondering, because, you know, my warranty's worn out. It's over 10 years old. My miles are still low, but I don't have the years, so it wore out.
Yeah, if you've got 10 years and it's only 80,000 miles, then you drive way less than the average driver. So I would consider calling Hyundai first and look into that. That's the most effective warranty you can get for the money.
Okay. All right. I'll try that. Thank you so much for your help.
I hope that helps you. Thank you for your call, and Lord bless you.
This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. You know, I was thinking about this the other day about warranties. I'm big on warranties, mm-hmm. and probably don't even think about the money, because I think I put that much value on it, mm-hmm. especially a car manufacturer. That you can go through a dealership if something big that breaks.
Certainly, yeah.
What do you if you were through the years? I've always kind of felt like you weren't a big advocate of warranties.
Well, okay, no, Bob, you misread me. Think about this for a minute. Here's what you're missing. I'm an auto mechanic. I can fix pretty much anything on my car cheaper than the average person could take it to the dealership and have it, or to their mechanic. So it doesn't work for mechanics, technicians. You can't justify spending that money for a warranty when, you know, you're probably not ever going to use it.
Yeah, that's funny, because someone asked me the difference between what you thought about what you thought about warranties and what I thought about it. And I told her what I thought, and I said, I think Tony Joe looks through it through two different lenses.
Well, for the consumer, I have nothing. No, listen.
Right. That's
warranties?
But you look through it from a mechanic standpoint.
Well, I do, because I have to. I mean, Bob, I'm not going to... Something breaks on my car.
Of course not.
My cars are so old, nobody would warranty them anyway. But here's something I want to point out to you. I'm not against warranties. I am against some of these third-party warranties I've seen. And not because I don't like them... It's because I've dealt with them, and I've seen the results, and I'm against certain the best ones that you can get, like we just advised Barbara, was just through the manufacturer.
Yeah, can you imagine having a problem with your car and you go from one car mechanic shop to another? No, we don't take that. No, we don't take that. You've been paying for this third-party warranty for a long time.
There are certain warranty companies I just refuse to deal with.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
And the other thing is, think about my point of view, Bob. You know, what am I going to do? Something broke on my car, I'm going to take it to a mechanic and have them, you know, fix it under warranty? I don't want that guy touching my car.
I just out of curiosity, how many vehicles do you own? Have you lost count?
To that, sir, I have no comment.
Well, let's get the answer to the question that I teased at the beginning of the program, so people do have an idea of how they can get the best price on a tire. You said beforehand that you know you could have a major tire manufacturer producing the tire for another brand, and they put their brand on it, but the tire itself is this phenomenal tire. So how, first of all, what's the big difference between the cheapest and the best?
Price. Listen, no, there really is a quality difference in the grade of tire that you buy. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's not. There certainly is a difference in the quality of the tire, but it pertains not so much to what you think. You think a lower quality tire is going to blow out on the highway and make you have an accident, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not really what I'm trying to mention. What I'm pointing out is the longevity, the tire tread depth, the long, you know, how long it lasts and under what conditions does it hold up better than the other. Yes, you're paying more for a tire, you're going to get a better tire. But the worst tire in the world is not necessarily dangerous to drive. There are different tire brands. There are different tire prices. And every brand that's out there has different prices, different sizes, make, you know, more rubber that they have to use, the higher the price is going to be. The amount of steel belts inside that radial tire is going to matter. The layers, I mean, of belts, the direction of the tire. There's some unidirectional tires that, you know, you have to be careful. They can only turn one way. And so there's a lot of two tires that even I am not as knowledgeable about as a tire person. And I'm not going to pretend I am. But when you're buying tires, you don't necessarily have to feel bad if you don't buy the most expensive, highest priced tire out there, because you can just ask the tire person that you're talking to, what are my options on this car? The tire is going to be the same size no matter what you're pricing. The tire brand may be different, and the price may be different depending on your level of comfortability and what you want to pay, and they're banking on that fact. They want you to buy the really expensive ones, but that's, you know, something that you're going to have to decide whether you want to do or not. I would generally say that there, you know, of, say, three prices they give you, one's going to be the best, and one's going to be the worst, and one's going to be a mediocre. You know, a lot of people will go for the mediocre because they don't want, they can't afford the best one, and they are embarrassed to buy the cheapest priced one. And most people will go for the meteor price, the mediocre price. So nothing wrong with that if you feel comfortable with that. But, you know, the lowest priced tire of the three is not necessarily a bad tire. So I just want to point out to people that there's a little bit of merchandising involved in pricing of tires.
Well, sure. And the other thing, too, is the reviews, that there's tons of them on what these websites, mm-hmm. that you can really get a good feeling, because if someone's had a bad experience, they are certainly going to post it.
Right. And another thing, you can buy the warranties for the tires, like road hazard.
Oh, right.
And, you know, the different options of warranty are going to escalate in price also. So you want to do your research, and maybe you don't need all that stuff.
Well, just this may shock you, but I actually do not get the tire warranties.
Good.
I never have because
in my opinion, most people, yeah, you can have a situation, but most of the time you don't need all that.
This is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.